full panelists who are going to be speaking. And Edith will be first. Dr. Kiefer, followed by Dr. Matthew James.
Hope you're all awake. I am now. Okay, thank you for coming. All right, so to start with, depression is estimated to affect approximately 30% of Latinas in the U.S. During pregnancy. We were concerned. I do work with a federally qualified health center in Southwest Detroit. We were working with this health center with pregnant and postpartum women, and decided to do formative research to plan an intervention aimed at reducing type 2 diabetes in the population. We conducted semi-structured interviews with pregnant and postpartum women, as well as focus groups, and discovered, even though this isn't what we were looking for, most women were talking about intense social isolation and depressed feelings, a sensation of being trapped in their homes in Southwest Detroit. What women recommended was group activities to bring themselves together to support each other. So based on this community-based participatory research, we and the women and our collaborative steering committee designed an intervention whose purpose was to prevent type 2 diabetes through a healthy lifestyle intervention that provides social support from trained community resident women's health advocates, as well as peer support. We did get NIH funding eventually to conduct a randomized control trial. We recruited and consented 276 women who are divided equally between a healthy lifestyle intervention and a control that I'll talk, a control intervention. This intervention included 10 weekly group meetings for the intervention group, as well as 4 one-on-one home visits during pregnancy and up to 6 weeks postpartum. In addition, we had 10 linked optional activity days that were linked to the curriculum, but included things like salsa aerobics or cooking demonstrations. All these activities were conducted by the women's health advocates with the women. Control group members received 4 group classes conducted by trained parent educators from a community partner mental health agency, also in Southwest Detroit. 10 of the intervention group classes focused on healthy eating and exercise. In addition, there were 4 meetings that included general pregnancy education, as well as signs and symptoms of stress and depression, and strategies for self-management and use of health care. Both groups, intervention and control group, got exactly that four session intervention. These are some of our women's health advocates. For the purpose of this presentation, our hypothesis is that a healthy lifestyle intervention not aimed at mental health, but delivered by trained community health workers, can reduce depressive symptoms among pregnant Latinas. We used a short form, 11-item version of the CESD. It was administered at baseline, which was approximately 17 weeks gestation, and follow-up, meaning following the intervention, at approximately 28, this is on average, weeks gestation. The scores for the short form were then transformed to the score of the 20-item version of the CESD, because this has been used previously, or using a previously published linear regression equation. We divided the scores into 3 categories. And to provide comparability to other studies, we used a score of 16 or greater as the cutoff for the presence of depressive symptoms. In addition, there's a study of Mexican immigrant women in San Diego County that indicated that a score of 24 or greater could be used as a cutoff for women at very high risk for depression in this population. So we used that cut point also as an indicator of high depressive symptoms. We used linear mixed models to assess the presence, the level of depressive symptoms at baseline, again pre-intervention, and at follow-up post-intervention for both the intervention and control groups. In addition, we used linear mixed models to estimate the change from baseline to follow-up within each randomization group, so the change within themselves and between the intervention and the control group. We're presenting both unadjusted and adjusted models. The unadjusted models just adjust for randomization and time. The adjusted models, we also included a number of covariates, including randomization and time, as well as prenatal care provider, age at baseline, number of years lived in the U.S., marital status, parity, and ability to speak, self-report of ability to speak English. We also used a paired test, the Bopcar test, to assess the change in category of depressive symptoms from baseline to follow-up. For example, we looked at whether women changed from an evaluation of mild depressive symptoms to no depressive symptoms between baseline and follow-up. We used SAS for all these analyses, including the PROC mixed procedure for the mixed models analysis. So these are some of the characteristics of our population, again, divided by intervention and control. I hope you can see those. Women in the intervention group and the control group, luckily, in terms of the success of our randomization, were similar. The only major difference between them was an increased proportion of women who didn't speak English, any English, was greater in the intervention than in the control group. The majority of both groups of women were born and last educated in Mexico. More than half of the women were married, and nearly all were homemakers, not working outside of the home. Nearly a third of the women in the intervention and control groups did report the presence of depressive symptoms. So these are the results of our linear mixed models. Again, both adjusted and unadjusted and adjusted. The mean change in the CESD score was greater in the intervention group compared to the control group, both in unadjusted and in adjusted models. So we have this little blue or dark purple line is the intervention effect, or the effect of the intervention, leading to approximately a 2-point drop in the depressive score in the intervention group and no drop in the control group. This is the effect of the paired test. So again, this is looking at change in category. We did this with a little bit smaller group of women, 230, who had both baseline and follow-up scores available. Basically, it's a similar effect in the sense that the control group did not change in terms of category, while the intervention group, for example, went from 75.7% to 60.9% reporting no depressive symptoms. So there was a major significant drop in the proportion of women in the intervention group who moved from having depressive symptoms to not having depressive symptoms following the intervention. So in conclusion, we did confirm that depressive symptoms are prevalent in this population of pregnant Latinas in Southwest Detroit. We also concluded that our culturally tailored Spanish language community-based healthy lifestyle intervention, which was not specifically focused on mental health services or mental health conditions, was able, through, we believe, the effect of peer support as well as the social support of the community health workers, to significantly reduce depressive symptoms during the time period of our intervention. Our main sort of bottom line on this is that this kind of intervention, we believe, may hold promise for reducing the depressive symptoms of pregnant Latinas and possibly postpartum Latinas. We did not assess in any way a longer-term outcome here. So in terms of future research, we want to do a number of things. Number one, we want to look at if we can characterize the women who benefited. What were the predictors of benefit other than just being in the intervention? Number two, does this actually continue on? Is the benefit continuous, or is there a need for continuing social support in order to continue the reduction in depressive symptoms? Number three, We're going to conduct further formative research with our community partners. And this is, well, I'll give their name, but it's Community Health and Social Services. It's a federally qualified health center in Southwest Detroit. We have a very small grant to work together with them to, again, interview pregnant women and postpartum women to really discuss if we change this, like what happens if women have more severe depressive symptoms? Do we need to build more into this intervention that directly addresses mental health? Or would that keep people away? Just sort of anecdotal evidence was that when we identify women with depressive symptoms in a little study we did after this, and we referred them to the behavioral health, to the social workers in the center, a lot of them didn't want to go. They didn't want to be identified as depressed, and they didn't want to have treatment. So potentially, we want to look at how much would we have to change, if anything, in this healthy lifestyle intervention to really address a number of positive outcomes, including the reduction of depressive symptoms, as well as improved eating and exercise behavior, and hopefully reduction of risk of diabetes. Any questions? Oops, I want to make sure I do my acknowledgments.
What kind of activity do you do with the community health work? What kind of activity do they have with
you? Sorry, you know what? I just realized we're supposed to do questions at the end. I really apologize. So I really want to acknowledge. Oh, one of my people I wanted to acknowledge just left. Diana Welmerink, she was here, and she has to give a presentation at the same time. And Brandy Cinco, right here, a great assistance in terms of the statistical analysis, as well as my partner organization and funding. These are how you reach us, and if you have questions about the statistics especially, Diana would be happy to talk with you. And then these are references for future, in case anybody wants to look at some of the references, and it is available on the presentation. So I hope I didn't go over time. Okay, great.